Good morning, traders. I am Emily Advani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, April 6th. Markets continue to absorb comments about tightening monetary policy from the Fed and are anticipating the release of more information on that front today. Yesterday, the S&P 500, Dow, and NASDAQ slid to close in the red, with the NASDAQ dropping 2.26%, posting its worst day in nearly a month. Bill, let's get into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How you doing? What's happened in the markets? The S&Ps are trading lower as we would expect. They're down. They opened up lower this morning. They continued to trend lower. Right now we're down 0.83%. We were down 0.34, then 0.5, then 0.7. Now we're up. Now we're down actually 0.95%. So we're definitely seeing weakness this morning. What's causing the weakness? Well, hey, bond yields are rising. That's not a positive, but we have the release of the Fed meeting minutes happening today. That's going to be happening at 2 p.m. See, this is a real, shot in the, I wouldn't say shot in the dark. The market focuses on these meeting minutes because while all of the Fed governors are out there saying, hey, we're going to be raising interest rates, we're going to do a half a point in May. They talk about reducing the balance sheet. It doesn't really hit home until these meeting minutes are released. And when they're hit, you're going to see a lot of volatility in the marketplace. I noticed even Mary Daly, who's really, considered a dove, she's out there saying that, she understands that inflation is harmful and not having a job is, horrible, but we can't risk that. We have to keep inflation under control. She feels that inflation could get, run away if they don't do something about it. So their main focus is to raise interest rates. And that's what's going to show is that the FOMC members are really in unison. They're all in step and they're going to be talking about raising interest rates and reducing the balance sheet. And the market really isn't prepared for how fixated the Fed FOMC members are on doing this. But we'll definitely see that this afternoon when these meeting minutes come out. The war in Europe continues to go on. It's still not good for the markets. As soon as we have a real, peace agreement in place, that's going to be a benefit. One should be happening, soon because, Russia's running out of supplies. They're running out of the ability to do this. And one of their key aspects is, hey, you've got to lift these sanctions. They're going to ask for sanctions to be lifted on them. We'll see if that happens or not. But the war continues to be a negative for the markets. The COVID-19 cases in China, continue to create a problem because where's it happening in Shanghai, which is one of their busiest cities. You watch the energy markets and, oil's trading a little higher, about 1% higher this morning. The EU Council is suggesting that eventually oil and gas sanctions will be put on the table for sanctions. So yeah, you just got to take a look overseas and see what's happening with the Asian markets. Tokyo was down 1.58% last night. Hong Kong was down 1.87%. So they're definitely feeling the punch. You're looking over at Europe this morning, and the DAX is down almost 2%. They're down 1.99%. The FTSE's down 0.38%, and the CAC is down 2.16%. So we're seeing a lot of weakness in Europe that's coming into our markets here. That's why you're seeing the S&P's down 0.95%, and the weakness is likely to continue all day. So be prepared for volatility because we got a big event today with the FOMC meeting minutes being released, and that is going to, be the catalyst for the market volatility today, Emily.
Bill, let's take a look at earnings action, which is starting to pick up a little bit after a lull early in the week. So what's going on there?
Yeah, earnings activity is still really weak. I mean, you're not seeing the breadth of companies that will start to release like in 2 weeks when you have, hundreds a day. Now we're talking, a handful each day. But, you know, let's see what we have in there. Landec Corp, that's ticker LNDC, Larry, Nancy, David, Charlie. These guys beat by 8 cents. They did that on higher revenue. You know, hasn't opened yet. It might open a little weaker. We'll have to see. Smart Global Holdings, that's ticker SGH, Sam, Grace, Henry. These guys beat by 15 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. You got to see the stock. It's down 2% this morning. We're talking about the Simply Good Foods. That's ticker SMPL, Sam, Michael, Paul, Larry. They beat by 9 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 4% this morning. Greenbrier, they beat by 19 cents on higher revenue. And, you know, you look at the stock this morning, it's up 1.81%. RPM Industries, that's Richard, Paul, Mary. These guys beat by 8 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Stock's down 3.75% this morning. Coming up this afternoon, we have Levi Strauss, ticker LEVI, Larry Edward, Victor, India. EPS estimate is 48 cents. Expected move here is 9.89%. It's a very well-run company. They're really on target. They're very tight with their estimates. But the fact is that rising cost pressures might be an issue here. I see a lot of brokers that are lowering their price targets on the stock, and that concerns me. Stars Constellation Brands, that's ticker STZ, Sam, Tom, Zebra. Their EPS estimate is $2.09. Expected move here is 4.28%. You know, people are still positive. The liquor industry is still strong. You know, it does have me concerning with this market, but they're going to be releasing Thursday morning, I believe. And that could be the best of the bunch tomorrow morning. We also have ConAgra releasing, that's ticker CAG, Charlie Apple Grace. EPS estimate is 57 cents. Expected move here is 4.40%. Inflationary pressures might get them. They seem to be, you know, trying to overcome them, but the company CEO was cautious on the earnings comments last quarter during the release. Lamb Wesson, that's ticker LW, Larry William. Their EPS estimate is 43 cents. Expected move here is 7.22%. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings that are upcoming, Emily.
And we'll turn to economic events, Bill. And you gave it to us straight at the top of the show. Those FOMC meetings have the ability to be a catalyst for more volatility in the markets today. Let's revisit that and anything else to watch in terms of economic events.
Well, yeah, I mean, this morning we have the EIA petroleum status report. These are the oil stockpiles report that's coming out. It's coming out 1 hour after the market opens at 10:30 a.m., and it could be part of a catalyst for oil prices today. We'll have to see. But the real catalyst, of course, is at 2 p.m. when the FOMC meeting minutes are released. That's what everybody is watching for. I also noticed that Philadelphia Fed Bank President Patrick Harper is scheduled to speak today at 9:30 a.m. I think the negativity for the market is starting to get priced in, but I will be listening to see what Patrick Harker says when he starts speaking today at 9:30 a.m. today, Emily.
And as an investor, we have to watch it all. We have to watch the Fed speak, the economic reports, those earnings that you mentioned, but we have to also watch the headlines, what is going on in terms of corporate events, press releases, guidance, buyback news, what's going on in different sectors. And you're able to watch all of this information while using your Newswire alerts. So you have them broken down for us. So Bill, what could possibly move the markets today?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at my FANG alerts this morning to kind of keep a direction on the market. It doesn't look positive this morning, as I was mentioning, but there are some interesting headlines. You know, you look at Amazon. I mean, the SEC sided with investors in Amazon's dispute over tax transparency this morning. I saw that headline come out, but Amazon is partnering with Boeing, ticker BA. They're joining forces to kind of transform the design of aerospace and rockets, what have you, in manufacturing. So that's a good team up, Amazon and Boeing. We're looking at Apple, ticker AAPL. I see that there's a Piper survey out this morning talking about their annual teen survey. And it's indicating that Apple's dominance there in that teen market is well intact. I'm also looking at Google, and Google is also in discussions with Boeing. They're talking. Boeing's talking about migrating hundreds of applications to the cloud and leveraging Google's advanced data analytic tools. So you know they're really prominent in the FANG space this morning. Boeing is, so that's interesting. We're looking over at their Dow Jones 30 alert. Intel, ticker INTC, they came out this morning. They announced that they're going to be halting all operations in Russia. Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray. Lawmakers are set to question a host of oil CEOs on, you know, price gouging, because of the elevated gas prices as of late. They want to talk to these CEOs to see if, they're somehow controlling gas prices. And Salesforce.com, ticker CRM, I noticed that Wells Fargo is holding a software symposium today and tomorrow. We might get some comments out of Salesforce during that symposium. So it'll be watching those events kind of closely today. In terms of merger news, the big one, JetBlue submitted a superior proposal to acquire Spirit Airlines. They $33 a share in cash. This is giving them a value of $3.6 billion. So that's really interesting that JetBlue is acquiring Spirit Airlines. We're talking Tufin Software Technologies. That's ticker TUFN. Tom, Uncle Frank, Nancy, they agreed to be taken over by Turner River Capital for $13 a share. Dave and Buster's, that's ticker PLAY, PLAY, Paul, Larry, Apple, Yellow. They're going to be acquiring a firm called The Main Event from Ardent Leisure Group Limited and Redbird Capital Partners. And this is going to be an all-cash deal valued at $835 million. But that's interesting. It's a good way for Dave and Buster's to keep their expansion growing is by buying out their competition. Talking about guidance news, ADI, Apple David India, this is Analog Devices. They're expecting annual revenue growth to average 7-10% over the next 5 years, the chip makers told the analysts in their analyst day yesterday. RPM, Richard Paul Mary, they're seeing Q4 sales growth, adjusted EBT in the low teens. And we're talking Starz Constellation Brands, ticker STZ. Goldman sees favorable risk reward ahead of their earnings report. So that's something to consider for ticker STZ, Sam, Tom, Zebra, Constellation Brands. In terms of shareholders events going on, First Service Corp, that's ticker FSV, Frank, Sam, Victor. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today that starts at 11 a.m. And CSTM, Charlie, Sam, Tom, Michael, they're having an analyst day today that's going to be starting at 9 a.m. In terms of buyback news, Smarkle Global Holdings, that's ticker SGH, Sam Grace Henry, their board announced $75 million buyback authorization. I mean, the thing about stock buybacks is they really are hitting new highs as companies are heading into the earnings season, which starts next week. It's something to keep an eye on for because there could be more buybacks ahead. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
You know, it's an ugly market today. You got to go with something that would be safety. I'm really thinking Chevron provides a little safety here. There's a number of catalyst events going on here. Anything can happen with the Russian sanctions that could be announced today. That could push oil prices higher if they include oil in these sanctions. I look at the brokers. They're all really positive. They're highly positive on Chevron stock. And the CEOs are going to be in front of Congress today. And the lawmakers are going to be questioning them. These guys are going to come out and say that no one company sets the price for gas. That's just a fact. So I'm really hoping for a little weaker opening. I don't think I'm going to get that, but I do know that Chevron, as of late, has been selling off in the afternoon. So I'm just looking to kind of get in at the low 164 level and probably pull out 1% between now between the opening and, you know, maybe, you know, 1 o'clock today, 1 p.m. Eastern time. But we'll have to wait and see how this pick works out on Chevron, ticker CVX. That's going to be my call for the day.
And that's going to be interesting to watch. And we will do that along with you, Bill. And stick with us, because coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But before we do that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Ticker CEG, Charlie Edward Grace's Constellation urges shareholders to reject the TRC offer, saying it's lower than the market price. Greenbox, that's ticker GBOX, Grace Boy, Oscar X-Ray, they completed their acquisition of Transact Europe for $28 million. Charles River, ticker CRL, Charlie Richard Larry, they're acquiring San Diego-based Explora Biolabs Holdings. Kroger, ticker KR, Kroger and Bed Bath & Beyond launching a national e-commerce experience. Didi Global, ticker DIDI, said to be in talks with Hymir Automotive about an EV partnership. HSBC reportedly set up Metaverse Fund for Asian clients. That's ticker HSBC. Ooh, here's one. China state refiners shun new Russian oil trades. See Visa and MasterCard are falling as banks weigh expanding Zelle to retail. Okay, Uber to reportedly include booking services for trains, planes under a UK pilot program. DraftKings, ticker DKNG, they added baseball personality Jared Carabas to their media talent lineup. That's all I'm seeing this morning in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Well, before we wrap up, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Greenbrier, ticker GBX. Bill, this was an earnings play. You gave us a brief look at the company during your earnings rundown. Early this morning, Greenbrier reported a Q2 EPS of 38 cents. This is 19 cents better than the analyst estimate of 19 cents. And this is after the company reported a per share loss of 28 cents a year earlier. Revenue for the quarter came in at $683 million versus the consensus of $575.76 million and up from $295.6 million a year earlier. Bill, the earnings certainly did come through. So how did the call work out?
It didn't work out. I mean, I did my analysis. Everything looked good. And you know what? The results proved it. I mean, you know, they came out with a very strong earnings report. A 19-cent beat on earnings on higher revenue. Very strong, very positive. I was very pleased with the report. But, you know, when Fed Governor Bernard started speaking yesterday, it took the stocks down, and the industrial stocks really took were pushing down harder than everything else. And GBX is one of those ones that just got hit. Even though they're, you know, the earnings are coming out. Normally, stocks don't get hit, like that ahead of earnings. But Greenbrier took a hit because of Bernard's comments yesterday on that negative momentum just took over the stock, and it couldn't spark a rally. And today's EPS beat, positive. You see the stock up 1.81%. You know, yesterday the stock opened up at 49.91, but at that close of 46.90. It's tough. You see the stock trading 47.75. I still think it's got to go a little higher. We're going to see a little momentum, but I'm not positive on the trade. I'm holding. I sold some of it yesterday because I didn't want to take up too much risk in it, but I'm still holding some because I do think I can get above my purchase price yesterday. But Greenbrier, positive earnings report. Trade didn't work out.
Well, and I was going to lighten the blow as well, because I did check pre-market and it is up 1.81%. So we'll see if it can inch a little bit higher. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Chevron pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.